at a time of economic difficulty.
On that plan, some critics are saying that it amounts more to process than to policy. It amounts to a commitment to have a lot of meetings and to do what a new prime minister would have done anyway. If you got elected in the absence of an economic crisis, would you have refuse to meet the bank governor? Would you have refused to meet with private sector economists?
Well, many observers, as you may have seen, have suggested that our plan was the right thing to do, to the contrary to what you suggest. And indeed, it's not only to do business as usual. It's to be sure that on va retourner toutes les pierres, we'll check everything, in order to be sure that our regulatory regime is the best one to protect our pensions, our savings, to protect our mortgages and our jobs. And so these regulatory agencies will have to come with their best recommendations under the circumstances of today. I'm not saying, like Mr. Harper, everything is fine, and he is ignoring the situation that every Canadian is seeing today. And we need to be sure that some reports that have been done, that we have specific difficulties with our mortgages, we need to check that, because independent bodies have been contradicting themselves about it. We need to look at that very seriously. We need also to speed up the investments that are in the pipeline, but the Conservatives are waiting. We don't know why. I'm told by my candidates that the Rivière Petit Kodiak or the Metro Center here, it's ready. And so why are they waiting for? What are they waiting for? We need to create economic activity right now.